I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. The late Jesse Winchester grew up around Memphis, where he was surrounded by gospel and country music, as well as early rhythm and blues and rock and roll radio, sounds that would define his own musical and songwriting style throughout his life. In the early 60s, he moved to Massachusetts for college and then fled to Quebec to avoid being drafted for Vietnam. He was pardoned by the Carter administration in 1977, repatriated in 2002. I spoke with Jesse in his last hometown, Charlottesville, Virginia, back in 2011.
I was musical from infancy, really. I would sing to people and bang on stuff from a very early age, and I just kept it up and played the organ in church.
Well, it's an interesting thing to me that in your life there seems to be this back and forth between your Southern sensibilities and growing up and then in migration for various things. You went off to college in Massachusetts. That had to have been kind of culture shock if you were growing up around North Mississippi and Memphis, I would think.
Nick, you put the nail on the head, buddy. It was a shock to me. It was the first time I'd come across people who put sugar in their cornbread. And I was so disappointed in them.
Yakulated so good to me. Yakulated just a memory. Yakulated so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me.
After college, you ended up making a further migration north. You ended up going to Montreal. Can you talk a little about what was going on at the time and the choices you made to leave the United States?
Yeah, the Vietnam War was going on at the time, and I did not believe. And I was young enough and impulsive enough that I didn't want to even discuss it with anyone. I just left.
Tell me about your life in the beginning there in Montreal. What do you do to make a living, and how do you live?
I was told that to become a landed immigrant, I had to have a valid job, a job offer, a certain amount of cash. So I looked around for what they would consider a valid job because I knew playing the guitar in a bar band was not going to cut it. So I found a sympathetic college teacher, and he wrote a letter saying that he could offer me a job, but frankly, it was a complete fiction. And I used that, and some other person gave me $500 in cash to carry across the border.
Let's go out on the town tonight. My pockets are heavy with loot.
So anyway, I got back to Montreal and promptly found a job playing rhythm guitar for a band called Les Astronauts, the Astronauts. And they worked way out in the province, you know, hundreds of miles away from Montreal, way out with miners and geologists and people like that, who, and very few women, and they were all just knee-walking drunk, as we used to say, at the end of the evening.
Isn't that so? Isn't that so? You have to go where your heart says go. Isn't that so?
But you've gone back and forth. I mean, do you consider yourself a southerner, a northerner? Is there a way to think about who you've become as a songwriter and a person?
I just don't know. I remember a quotation from Peter Ustinov, who was one of my favorite actors, who said, "There's no national anthem that sets my toe a-tapping." And I know what he meant. Mm-hmm. It's a very dicey issue for me, nationalism. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where I stand on it. Mm-hmm. Who am I? I don't know. I like certain things about living in the South and certain things about living in the North, and just vive la différence.
Touché. Jesse, it's been great visiting with you here on American Roots, and I appreciate your journey, and we'll keep listening.
Thank you, Nick. It was a pleasure, bud.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.